In an email sent out to Vail Corp employees on June 2nd, CEO Robert Katz addressed the issue head-on, stating that they are, bluntly, part of the problem. As one of the largest and most visible employers in Summit County, Vail operates Park City Mountain along with 36 other properties worldwide. Katz said that he has been confronted with the fact that his company and the snow sport industry as a whole is overwhelmingly white, with incredibly low representation from people of color. According to data shared with KPCW by the National Ski Areas Association, of the 59.3 million recorded resort visits during the 2018-2019 ski season, only 1.5%, or just under 900,000, were by black skiers and snowboarders. Although those numbers have grown by about 5% in the last 10 years, the question still remains. How does skiing and snowboarding become a more diverse industry? Henry Rivers is the president of the National Brotherhood of Skiers, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing participation in winter sports in the black community. NBS's ultimate goal is to identify, develop, and support athletes of color who will win international and Olympic winter sport competitions representing the United States. Rivers says that the largest challenge faced by the organization is one of geography, with very few members of the black community living in close proximity to ski areas.
There is no proximity to mountains. We don't. Most of the time in our communities, we're not close to a mountain or that type of area where we could actually engage in snow sports. So traveling is definitely a big issue.
Kelly Pollack is the president and CEO of the National Ski Areas Association. She agrees that economic and geographic barriers can make it difficult for anyone to enter snow sports. But more importantly, she believes the ability of minority communities to see representations of themselves in marketing and advertising plays a crucial role as well.
It's like anything that maybe you have wanted to do. And if you do some research and nobody looks like you that's doing it in the photos, in the YouTube videos, on social media, you're going to say, I don't know. And that's what we know is happening in terms of, let's say that you're a young black girl and you'd like to go skiing. If you're looking at the photos, if you're looking at the videos, if you're looking at the ski area's social media feeds, if you don't see anybody like yourself, you may not think that you belong there.
Rivers agrees that when it comes to marketing skiing and snowboarding to minority communities, there's still a lot of work to be done.
You know, if you're going to market to the African-American community, have African-Americans in your advertising. If you're going to market to African-American communities, market that at African-American conferences. You know, go to NAACP's, go to the political black caucuses, market your product there.
In addition, Rivers and the NBS foster a community of black snow sports professionals that aim to not only introduce new people to the sport, but more importantly, retain their interest for years to come.
When a young African-American person starts skiing, they could be 8, they could be 20. When they start skiing, if you have a ski instructor that looks like them, your retention rate is going to go higher. But if you have an instructor that looks like you, you can identify with that, and you're going to want to come back, and you're going to want to try to improve, and you're going to probably like the sport. And in the NBS, our retention rate with first-time skiers is over 70%.
On Monday, Katz announced that Vail will donate a series of grants totaling $3.5 million aimed at addressing the issues of COVID-19 testing, racial justice reform, and programs for urban youth. I'm Sean Higgins, KPCW News.